The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Shakespeare began his play Richard III with the words, "Now is the winter of our discontent." Well, those words could well define the beginning of the reign of Rishi I as British Prime Minister, because discontent is what he has on his hands with strikes everywhere. Enda Brady, journalist and media consultant, joins me now. Enda, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Happy Christmas. Great to speak to you again.
Happy Christmas to you. Now, whether it will be, it probably depends on whether you need to go to hospital, whether you need to get to aid or to from A to B in a train, or even use a motorway successfully. Tell us, who's on strike and why?
It's probably easier to tell you who wants to work in Britain at the moment, to be honest with you, Pat. There's so many different groups who have industrial relations problems and issues and are going on strike. So yesterday, the nurses walked out across England. Today, it is the turn of the train drivers and the rail companies again. Royal Mail have already been on strike this week, and we've had votes this week from midwives in Wales, physiotherapists in England, chemical scientists, weather forecasters, and the prospect of a border force strike over Christmas at the airport. So he has a huge in tray today, the Prime Minister.
Now, the government seems to be holding firm, and that's probably what they feel they have to do, because they don't want this to be the thin end of a very large wedge, particularly with the UK economy in such difficulty.
Yeah, precisely. So there's two reasons that the government is not buckling to the union pressure. First of all, the whisper going around Westminster is that if they give these public sector pay rises and they give the unions what they want, they're telling and they're briefing journalists that it's going to cost 28 billion sterling next year is what it will cost to sort all this out. So staggering sums of money. And on top of that as well, you know, they're worried that if they do give people pay rises, it will bake in inflation, that we'll be in a situation where everyone's earning more. And this is the government's view, that they will bake inflation into the whole kind of problem when they're actually trying to bring it down. And it's cost a staggering sum of money. I mean, we're in for a very, very long, difficult winter here. And I mean, we haven't even talked about cost of living crisis and the reasons behind why the unions are demanding what they're asking for.
Yeah. Now, the problem with this kind of row, which will result in some kind of settlement at some point, is that whatever is agreed is an ongoing expense. Even though inflation may come down and so on and so forth, as you say, it bakes in this line on the budget, this increase that's given initially to maybe nurses, and people will say, well, nurses certainly deserve to be well paid, but it will spread, because if nurses get it, well, those who feel they have a relativity with nurses will insist that they want it too, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I can't see a way that the government can win here. I mean, inflation this week has touched 10.7%. It was 11.1. So, you know, government are briefing journalists telling people that we're moving in the right direction across the UK, but that's still way, way above what it needs to be. And the unions have quite a strong hand. I mean, they're not buckling. For now, they have the support of the British public. I think in the short term, they will continue to have the support of the public. But come next week, if people can't get home for Christmas using trains, if presents and parcels haven't been delivered because Royal Mail workers are on strike and there's no posties out on the road delivering, I think public appetite for strikes will diminish very, very quickly. But for now, there is support for people. But Sunak doesn't seem to have a plan other than not negotiate. And I mean, the nursing union, the RCN, Royal College of Nursing, they have today spelled it out that they are prepared to keep going in January with more strikes.
Now, they did a deal in Scotland, did they not?
Yes, they did. So Nicola Sturgeon saw this coming. She got round the table. And I think she realised that, you know, you can't have people clapping and cheering for the nurses every Thursday night during the pandemic. And then when it comes to a cost of living crisis, they've actually got food banks in some hospitals across the United Kingdom right now. The nursing unions have pointed this out, that that's how difficult things really are for nurses across Britain right now. Sturgeon got round the table, she got the union in, they had a discussion, and they managed to come to a compromise pay deal. So she headed it off, and I think a lot of people would say respect for her for having the foresight to do that. But yesterday, across England, tens of thousands of nurses did not go to work. They were on picket lines, and they will go again on Tuesday. And the RCN coming out today saying that if necessary, they will strike again in January.
Does Labour have any alternative, though? Because they presumably don't want to give a hostage to fortune by saying they would cough up 19% plus inflation.
Look, I think Starmer's in a tricky position because obviously the unions traditionally support Labour, and there's a long-standing relationship between his party and the unions and their membership. Starmer, I think, is on the record as saying that people deserve a living wage. And what we've got at the moment in the United Kingdom is people struggling, making a choice between heating and eating. I mean, where I live in Oxfordshire, it was -8 Celsius last night. It's going to go down to -11 on Monday night. And people's heating bills are astronomical this winter. So I think we're in for, you're right, a winter of discontent. I think looking ahead, it's going to be fascinating to see how this plays out. Sunak has managed to kind of extract himself from the headlines. I think there's been so much going on with the royal family and that Netflix documentary series this week that maybe the headlines have been elsewhere. But next week, if people can't get moving and people can't travel and we see a situation where people are arriving at Heathrow, Gatwick, Cardiff, Birmingham, Manchester International Airports and Border Force aren't there, and the plan is for the military to be looking at passports and checking visas, I honestly think we're in for a very difficult few weeks across the United Kingdom.
My sympathies are with you, Enda. Enda, thank you very much for joining us. Enda Brady, journalist and media consultant. And once again, a very, very happy Christmas to you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.